Mountain meditation. Settling into a comfortable position in your chair, with your spine straight but relaxed, head balanced easily on your neck and shoulders, sitting with a sense of dignity and ease. Letting your body support the intention to remain wakeful and present. As best you can, staying in the present moment. Noticing your breath as it moves all the way in and all the way out. Always being able to return to the breath as your anchor. And when you are ready, allowing your eyes to close if that's comfortable for you. If you choose to keep them open, allowing them to rest in a soft gaze, perhaps a few feet in front of you on the floor. Allowing your attention to return to the sensation of the breath as it naturally flows in and out of the body. Having a sense of observing the body as it breathes. Coming into stillness. Sitting with a sense of completeness, with your posture reflecting this. Noticing when your mind and attention has wandered, recognizing where it is, and coming back to a sense of breath, each breath in the present moment. And now, when you are ready, bringing to mind the image of a mountain, picturing the most beautiful mountain you have ever seen, or you can imagine. Focusing on the image, or just the feeling of this mountain in your mind's eye, allowing it to come more clearly into view. Noticing its overall shape, perhaps the lofty peak in the sky. Noticing the large base rooted on the earth, steep or gently sloping sides. Noticing how massive it is, how unmoving it is, how beautiful, both from afar and up close. Noticing its unique shape and form. Perhaps your mountain has snow at the top and trees on the lower slopes. Perhaps it has one prominent peak. Perhaps a series of peaks in a high plateau. However it appears, just sitting and breathing with this image of the mountain, observing its qualities. A sense of breathing into this mountain. And when you're ready, seeing if you can bring the mountain into your body, so that your body sitting here and the mountain in your mind's eye become one. So that as you sit here, you become the mountain. Your neck becomes the lofty peak, your shoulders and arms the sides of the mountain, your buttocks and legs the solid base rooted to your cushion or your chair. Experiencing in your body a sense of uplift from the base of the mountain up through your spine. With each breath, becoming more and more a breathing mountain, unwavering in your stillness, completely what you are, beyond words and thought, a centered, rooted, unmoving presence. Continuing to breathe into this sense of you, the mountain, fully stable, fully present. As the sun travels each day across the sky, and light, shadows, and colors are changing virtually moment to moment, the mountain just sits. In the mountain stillness, night follows day, and day follows night. Seasons flow into each other, and the weather changes moment by moment, day by day. Calmness abiding all change. In the summer, perhaps there is no snow on the mountain except maybe on the peaks. In the fall, the mountain may wear a coat of brilliant colors. In winter, a blanket of snow or ice. In any season, it may change. It may find itself enshrouded in fog or clouds or pelted by sleeting rain. People may come to the mountain and be disappointed if they can't see it clearly, or they may comment on how beautiful it is. And through all of this, seen or unseen, sun or clouds, in sweltering heat or in freezing cold, the mountain just sits. Solid and unwavering, at times visited by violent storms, snow, rain and winds of unthinkable magnitude. Through it all, the mountain just sits, unmoved by what happens on the surface. And we continue to breathe into this sense of being the mountain. And as we sit holding this image in our mind, we can embody the same unwavering stillness and rootedness in the face of everything that changes in our own lives over seconds, hours, and years. In our meditation practice and in our lives, we experience the constantly changing nature of mind and body and all the changes in the outer world. We experience our own periods of light and dark. We experience storms of varying intensity and violence in the outer world and in our minds. We endure periods of darkness and pain as well as moments of joy. Even our appearance constantly changes, like the mountains, experiencing a weathering of its own. By becoming the mountain in our meditation, we can touch these qualities of strength and stability, adopting them as our own. We can use its energies to support our efforts to encounter each moment with mindfulness. It may help us to see that our thoughts and feelings, our preoccupations, our emotional storms and crises, all the things that happen to us, are much like the weather on the mountain. We tend to take it personally, but like the weather, it is impersonal. And holding it in this way, we come to know a deeper silence and a wisdom than we may have thought possible, right here within the storms. Mountains have this to teach us, if we can come to listen. Continuing to breathe with the mountain, stable and firm. And in the last moments of this meditation, continuing to sit with this image of the mountain, embodying its rootedness, stillness, and majesty. Until you hear the sound of the bell. Continuing with the breath, breathing into the mountain of stability, regardless of the storms, regardless of the weather.